He had chosen to play for the ultimate stakes in a game where the risks were as grim as the potential winnings were great. It was too late to get out. He would be victor or victim. Long Shadow lived inside the crystal chamber that topped Overlook's tallest central tower. He slept seldom, for fear of the night. He spent hours and hours just staring southward at a plain of glittering stone. A screech ripped the air over the grim city. The people of Shadowcatch ignored it. If they thought about their master's strange ally at all, it was probably to hope that a fate would catch up and rob Long Shadow of this potent weapon. The inhabitants of Kialune were a broken people, spiritless, without hope, worse even than the Jaikuri at their lowest ebb during the siege of the Jagore. Almost all of them were too young to recall a time when there was not a Shadow Master there exercising more power over their lives than had their lost gods. Even Long Shadow could not extirpate rumor. Even at the heart of his empire, some people had to travel, and travelers always carry tales. Some stories are even true. The people of Shadowcatch knew that a doom from the north was coming. The name of the Black Company lay at the heart of every rumor. That made no one happy. Long Shadow was the very devil, but many of his people feared his fall would be but the precursor to a far bleaker season. Man, woman, and child, the people of Shadowcatch were privy to the one true secret of the universe. There is always a darker shadow lurking beyond the one whose face you can see. Long Shadow reached out and inflicted pain and fear because he himself was the victim of a thousand terrors. It was ugly out there. So ugly, I wanted to go back somewhere where it was warm and there was someone to hold me and tell me that the dark was not always the lurking place of terror. I wanted my sari, my light in the night that rules the world. Smoke, take me home. Chapter 36. Croker did warn me. Be precise, he said. He warned me several times, in fact. I was ripped this way and dragged that. To and through the place of blood and burning. Papers browning, blackening, curling in such slow motion. Blood pooled deep where I lay in my own vomit. The slap of running feet was like the slow, booming footfalls of giants. I heard screams that had no end. Croker warned me. I was thoughtless. What he did not tell me, or maybe did not understand, was that the concept home could, in one man's mind, become defined by emotional pain. Torn. Shredded. Smoke took me to Taglios, only for that minute in the real now.